The National Broadcasting Company invites you by transcription to join The Chase. In the animal world, there is the hunter and the hunted. Hounds and fox, hawk and sparrow, chicken and worm. We in the topmost species have also joined the hunt. But who is to judge precisely which of us are hounds or foxes as we enter the chase?
You're a reporter, huh? Sit down, Buster. And, give me a cigarette like a good fella. Oh, that's nice. If you see a nurse, slip me a high sign, huh? They got rules about smoking in the hospital. Ain't bad, you know, when you get used to it. It's my sixth trip. Once the less, always the less. Is that what you're gonna say? Well, my last time out, I really figured I had a beat. Like I told Doc Burton just before I left. Ain't gonna see me here no more, Doc.
You said that the last time, Harry.
Oh, this trip, I mean it.
One drink for you is one too many. You've got to make up your mind.
Sure.
Sure.
Well, you sound like you don't believe me, Doc.
I'll believe you when you walk in here sober with a new suit of clothes and a job.
This last binge was the payoff, Doc. I got a gent's agreement with my liver. Nothing stronger than root beer for Harry Troll from now on.
I've heard that before.
But not for me.
Harry, there's a bar across the street.
Yeah?
You can't miss seeing it as you go. Think you can pass it by?
Just watch.
Good luck, Harry.
Same to you, Doc. Don't take any wooden aspirins. I passed up that bar and a dozen more on my way back uptown. I had a hunch about this deal. You see, my luck was always rotten. I thought if I could really hit you right on the way, you know, there might be a change. After all, how far can you slide? I'd already reached bottom along Skid Row. Well, my luck sure changed, Buster. In cards and spades. It was on one of them side streets in the 40s where the wholesale jewelers hang their hats. I'm flat and I'm looking for a handout when I step on something gooey that sticks to my shoe. It's a wad of gum, see? When I bend down and peel it off, there's something else inside the goo. Something hard, with sharp corners. So I pull away the wad just to see what gives, and I find myself a diamond, Buster. A diamond the size of a prune.
Yes?
You're the boss here, mister?
Mr. Westhoff is out. I'm his assistant.
You buy rocks, don't you?
We are wholesale jewelers, if that's what you mean.
I got a bargain for you.
Oh?
How big is that yellow stone under the counter?
The topaz, 23 carats.
I got one bigger.
A topaz?
No. A diamond.
A diamond. Just one moment, please.
Well, don't you want to see it?
Get me the police.
Hey, wait a minute.
Hurry, please. If you come back here. Hey, you, come back here, you fool.
How do you like that guy, Buster? I don't even have a chance to show him the rock, and he's yelling for the cops. Well, I'm halfway across town before I take myself a breather. The ice is hot, that's just too bad. A steak means new duds and a job, maybe. I'm playing this break for all I can get. Well, I gotta be smart, Buster. So I make my next stop at the Third Avenue hole in the wall, run by a guy they call Frankie the Fence.
Yeah?
You, Frankie?
Yeah?
I got a deal.
Who sent you?
What difference does it make? I got a deal.
What kind of deal?
This kind.
Where'd you get it?
Never mind where I got it. How much is it worth?
I still want to know who sent you.
You ever hear of a guy named Corky? I'm a pal of his. Name of Joel.
Did you say Troll?
Yeah, Harry Troll.
Wait there a minute.
Well, where are you going?
Just wait there.
Hey!
Get to the police, sister, and make it quick.
A fence, even. A fence was going to turn me in. I run like a jackrabbit because I was joking for air. And I sat down on a curb near a hop shop to think it over. What was I running for? What did I do? I found the rock legitimate, didn't I? Walking along the street. But a crooked fence with a record itself was turning on the heat. All right, I'd settle for peanuts. A C note, no questions asked. So I picked myself up and walked inside the hop shop. One more try. Just for $100, mister.
$100 for a stone this size?
Take it or leave it.
And bring it a little closer.
That's close enough.
Just a little nearer.
If you please. Let go my collar.
Stay where you are.
Let go of me, you chrome bum, before I... $50, mister. It's yours for $50. No, stay away from the phone. I'll sell it for $20. Yeah, don't go near that phone. $10, a friend. For the love of Mike, what's going on? Is everybody nuts? It was weird, Buster. Positively weird. All right, so the rock I found was listed. Maybe it was hard. But half the time, they never even saw it, Buster. They just look at me once and call for a ball. How did they know I found it in the first place? How'd anybody know? The payoff came on the way back to my rooming house. I passed a cop directing traffic on a corner.
Hey, you!
Me, officer?
What's your name?
Black. Ernie Black.
Black. You got an identification in your wallet?
Identification?
Yeah.
Sure, I got one.
Let's see it.
Now?
One else, next Friday.
I see. I had my wallet. I had my wallet when I left the house.
Quit stalling, mister.
Why, I swear I had it. I must have lost it, officer.
Okay, you're coming with me.
Well, why?
Because I say so.
I ain't done nothing, officer.
You ain't
done.
Come back here. Come back.
Even the traffic stiffs, they all had my line. Tillinger himself never had it so tough like me. I could still hear his whistle. I was losing my limbs, so I ducked into a subway station, tried to hide myself in the mob. First train was the Bronx Express. I pushed inside with a crowd. Just before they closed the doors, I looked at a dame I never saw before in my life, so help me, Buster. And she...
Look out!
Let me out of here. I tell you, Buster, it was enough to make the skin crawl right off of your back. Pop shops is one thing, even cops, but strangers. I was being chased by every Tom, Dick, Nanny in town. Yeah, mind if I bum another butt from you, Buster? You smoke my brand. Well, I got out of that subway rhubarb and hid in an alley until it got dark. Then I sneaked back to my furnished room, like a worried weasel.
Who's out there in my hallway?
Why, sir. Just me, Mrs. Boyle.
And who's me? Oh, you. So they let you loose from the booby hatch, did they?
Oh, I wasn't in no booby hatch, Miss Boyle.
No? What else do you call it, then? When you drink yourself silly and see purple canaries.
Oh, I'm cured, Mrs. Boyle. I ain't had a drink in 4 weeks.
Cured? Hey, what are you looking at me that way for? What's got into you, anyhow? You're as pale as a bedsheet.
No one of your bedsheets, that's for sure.
What?
Nothing.
Complaining about my linen, huh? Well, before you get so high and mighty, where's my rent? Where is it?
How much do I owe you?
You're 4 weeks overdue, that's how much. If I wasn't a poor woman with a heart as big as a bathtub, I'd have rented the room while you was laying up there in the city hospital with your pink elephants and polka dot snakes.
You never read the papers, do you, Mrs. Boyle?
What's the papers got to do with getting my rent?
Oh, you'll get your rent, Mrs. Boyle. Don't worry about
it. And when will I get it, may I ask?
Just as soon as...
As what, Mr. Troll?
Just as soon as I make a deal.
Yeah. And what kind of a deal would you be making? A deal to lap up half the gin in the country, maybe?
Look, you got any money?
None for you to borrow, mister.
Oh, I don't want you to lend me any. I got a bargain for you.
A bargain?
We can go into this as partners. We'll be rich. All I need is $50 or $60, Mrs. Boyle, and we'll have enough to take it easy for life.
Yeah, and what do you need the money for?
To leave town for a few days.
Leave town? What have you done?
Nothing, Mrs. Boyle. It's just that... Well, I can close this deal in Chicago, someplace where I'm not known.
Look, it sounds to me like you're running away from something, mister.
Listen, I wouldn't talk if I was you. A guy who used to room here, a fella named Corky. He passed you stolen goods, didn't he? Don't think I wasn't wise.
You'll open that mouth of yours once too often, mister.
Oh, don't get sore. I want to treat you square, Mrs. Boyle. I tell you, I got something here that'll make your eyes pop out like marbles. This is worth a mint.
What is it?
Well, not here in the hall. Let you and me go into your sitting room.
All right, let's see.
Now, come over here under the light. I got a tight handkerchief. Look.
Hey. Is that real?
It must be.
Why?
Oh, don't ask why. I tell you, I know.
Where'd you get it?
I found it.
In a pig's eye.
Honest. Found it on the street.
Let me take it in my hands.
Here. Just for a minute.
Look at it. Oh, it sparkles like crazy even under this light. A diamond.
Look, Mrs. Boyle.
My life I've been wishing for a break like this. You know how long I've been tending this crummy room and house,
Harry. Sure, I know.
27 years. 27 years of taking $4 a week for a room from jerks like you. I've never been able to save. Never been able to put a little away so I could take my ease when the going got rough. But now I get a break.
Well, listen, that's my diamond.
You know what it means, you dope. A free ticket to anywhere. It's money in the bank. A mink coat, maybe.
Give me my rot back, Mrs. Boyle.
Let me go. Let go of me.
Back, you old sore. Before I bust your arm. A fine partner you turn out to be. Right away, you're taking over the firm.
Oh, don't get sore, Harry.
Don't get sore. You did everything but swallow that rock.
I just kind of run away with myself, that's all.
Maybe I should have gone someplace else. I can find somebody better to deal with.
Well?
Well, what?
I thought you was leaving.
Just don't get me sore.
Oh, Harry. You kid, you.
Huh?
What you must have done to get hold of that ice.
Well, I tell you, I didn't do nothing.
No, nothing at all.
Look, are we making a deal or aren't we?
You hear any complaints?
If we're making a deal, we're making it my way. Otherwise, no dice.
Yeah. What's your way?
You hear something?
Just now?
Yeah.
Oh.
I could have sworn.
Let me take the rock in my hands once more.
Ah, first the $60.
And then what?
I'll leave town. I'll sell the rock.
Never show up again.
Oh, I wouldn't cross you, Mrs. Boyle.
Not much you wouldn't.
Listen, don't be a chump. Suppose I cross. All you gotta do is turn me over to the cops, isn't that right? You know there ain't no place for me to hide once they got my number.
That rock must be worth plenty, Troll.
If I can get it cut and sell it piece by piece, we'll pick up 100 G's each with no trouble at all.
Come clean, Harry.
Huh?
Who'd you bury to get hold of that diamond?
I didn't bury nobody.
You must have bumped somebody off. The deal's too big.
Suppose I did, Mrs. Boyle.
Then don't tell me nothing about it.
You mean you wouldn't turn me in?
To the coppers? What do I look like, a stoolie? Besides, you and me as partners. Right, Harry?
Right. How about that dough? Yeah,
you need 50, huh?
50 or 60, maybe.
I heard you the first time. Now wait here.
Well, make it snappy, Mrs. Boyle. I want to blow out of this town in a hurry.
Keep your shirt on. Here. When will you be back?
Give me a week or 10 days.
Got any connections in Chicago?
No, not right now.
Well, I have. I'll give you the name.
Who's that?
How do I know? I can't see through doors.
It's somebody for me. Don't say I'm here.
You think I'm crazy? Now, stay where you are.
Well, what are you going to do, Mrs. Boyle?
Get rid of him.
You're the landlady?
I own the house.
I'm looking for a guy named Harry Troll.
Troll?
Little guy. With a face like a squirrel. You live here?
No.
You sure?
He moved out a week ago. Who are you, mister?
Plain clothes, squat.
And what do you want Harry Troll for?
When she asked what I was wanted for, he must have lowered his voice because I didn't hear his answer. But a second later, I did hear.
No! No! Never know him. On my own. He's in the next room. Get him out of my house! Get him out!
Lucky for me, there was a window in the back. I didn't wait to hear anymore. I just pouted. That did it, Buster. It took the starch right out of my spine. If that old battle axe would have covered up a murder for me, what did I do that made her want to turn me in? What's worse than murder, for the love of Mike? What did they want? There was a fog in the streets as I started to walk. Not even knowing it, I found myself ambling along near the river. The night was as black as the ace of clubs. But even if somebody recognized my pen, picked me up, I didn't care. I was tired of being chased, Buster. Tired of running like a rabbit with a hound dog on my tail. I had a rock in my pocket that'd keep me in Clover for the rest of my life. But it didn't seem like they was going to let me cash in on it.
Hey, Mac. You got a match?
No, I ain't got no matches.
You got a quarter, maybe, for a sandwich and java?
You asking me for that, huh?
Do you see anybody else around?
Keep moving, mister. I ain't got beans.
No?
No.
Maybe this'll change your mind.
What's that, a rod?
Yeah, a rod.
How do you like this guy? Business must be rotten along the Bowery.
Wipe that grin off of your puss.
Hot the rod, mister. Get yourself a steak. You ain't making time with me.
Up with the hands.
All right. Don't get nervous.
Don't get... What kind of joke are you, anyway?
Yeah, I'm a joker, all right. Joker in a real cold deck.
Hey, the rod's loaded, Jocko. I'm a nervous guy. What's funny? Hey, tie a can to the ox, Jocko. I don't like it.
So you hold me up. Well, you're a lucky stiff, mister.
Yeah?
You picked the right boy tonight.
Hand over your wallet.
I ain't got a wallet.
No?
I ain't got a dime in my pockets. But I got this.
What is it?
Can't you see?
Looks like a piece of glass to me.
You never saw glass look like this.
Now keep them hands where I can see them and tight, Jocko.
Why?
Shut up.
I tell you, I'm clean.
Not even a pack of butts. I picked myself a joke.
You picked yourself a winner, mister. You're too dumb to know it.
Yeah?
I'm holding a fortune here in my hand. You're looking for small change.
Still yapping about that hunk of glass.
Take it under the lamppost. Have a better look, mister. It's a diamond.
What?
A diamond, a piece of ice as big as your ear. And it's real, mister.
You're off your nut.
Go on, take it. It's worth $500,000. Chop it up, sell it. You can get yourself a hunk of flesh for life. No good to me.
You must be loaded, Jocko. What would a slider like you be doing with a rock that size?
You didn't think I was a slider when you held me up.
I didn't get a good look at you, like I got now. And I still can't see that pussy of yours clear in this fog.
You want the ice, sir, don't you? Make up your mind.
Come over here under the light. Now, let me see.
What you looking at me like that for?
No.
What's the matter with you?
No, keep away from me. Don't touch me, you creep. Keep away!
Even the heister. He took one look up my pants, started to run. He didn't even take the ice along. He just run. Like a guy with his screws loose. It was the diamond. It must have been the diamond. The rock was hard luck. It was like one of them stories I read when I was a kid. The stone was mixed up with something even worse than murder. And I get blamed for it. I had to get rid of it. I had to get rid of it now. I swung back my arm, and as hard as I could, I chucked that hunk of ice into the middle of the river. I was through with it. Finished. Now they didn't have nothing on me anymore.
You worry, Crow? I said, are you Harry Troll?
Yeah, I'm Troll.
Let's go, Harry.
Who are you?
Frank Clothes Squad. Just followed you down from your flat.
Well, you got nothing on me, copper.
Let's go, Harry.
Well, the evidence is gone. See, I'm just an innocent bystander now. You can't put me in stir for something I didn't do.
Who said anything about putting you in stir?
You mean you're not arresting me?
No.
Where are you taking me?
Back to the city hospital.
Hospital? I don't get it.
Haven't you read the papers?
Oh.
Your picture's been on every front page in town.
Yeah, I saw the picture on the newsstand, but I didn't have enough nerve to buy a rag. I thought the newsboy might recognize me. All right, you got me now. What's the story? What'd I do?
You're a typhoid carrier, Harry. They found out right after you left the hospital. You're a menace to the community. All we want is to get you out of circulation and give you the cure.
There it was, Buster. Typhoid Harry Troll. They had my name all over the radio, my pen in every rag. Everybody in town was on the lookout, and everybody knew it. But me. Oh, you going so soon, Buster? I'll be out of here in a couple of days. My treatment's over. If I had that rock I threw away, I could live in gravy. I'd be rich, Buster. The house and the swimming pool all my own. I'd have three cars in my garage. I'd invite guys like you out to guzzle champagne caviar like slop hogs. Maybe one day that's just what I'll do. My luck changes. Meanwhile, before you go, Buster, might you bum another cigarette?
In the animal world, there is the hunter and the hunted. Hound and fox, hawk and sparrow, chicken and worm. We in the topmost species have also joined the hunt. But who is to judge precisely which of us are hounds or foxes as we enter the chase? Chase was created and written for the National Broadcasting Company by Lawrence Klieg. Featured in tonight's cast was Kermit Murdoch. Others were Bryna Rayburn, Roger DeCoven, Santos Ortega, Danny Acco, Court Benson, and Clem Fowler. Fred Collins speaking. The Chase is directed and transcribed by Walter McGraw. Next week, an unsuspecting groom finds himself pursued by a woman of mystery and violence as we follow the chase.
With the arrival of spring, all of us seem to take on new interest in green growing things. The old fishing tackle, that batch of vacation folders, and the fact that spring will soon lengthen into summer. Yes, everyone is making plans, and so are we here at NBC. And our plans include you, our listeners, because we know that with the coming warmer weather, you'll have more time to spend with your NBC radio friends. Tonight, for instance, accompany First Nighter to the little theater just off Times Square for a dramatic story called Payoff. Then Arlene Francis will be honorary first sergeant on this evening's broadcast of Stars in Khaki and Blue. And as a special feature, screen actor Edward Arnold will be heard as the guest star. Later, Theatre Guild on the Air invites you to hear a full-hour radio adaptation of Dear Brutus by James M. Barrie. Our stars will be Angela Lansbury, Madeline Carroll, and David Niven. Then listen while Jack Parr asks lucky contestants the $64 question. And on Monday evening, the Railroad Hour will co-star Gordon McRae and Virginia Haskins in the sparkling musical play Sunny. Then the voice of Firestone brings you Thomas L. Thomas. Later, George London is featured on the Telephone Hour. Then Paul Laval conducts the City Service Band of America. Next, NBC brings you a special feature, the Ohio-Florida Primary Preview. This broadcast will feature comments by political leaders and NBC commentators on the eve of these two important state primaries. Well, there you have a thumbnail sketch of the programs to be heard on NBC. Next, it's First Nighter on NBC.